Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Lowe's December deal drops are here, just in time to give your home some love before holiday hosting. This week, get up to 35% off select major appliances. And members, save an additional $60 on a Maytag top load laundry pair, now just $9.96. Plus, save up to $20 on select Moen kitchen and bathroom faucets. Shop December deal drops all month long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/17. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details.
All right, so we've had some requests to dive into this idea of sibling rivalry, but with a bit of an astrological twist.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so we found this this idea floating around that your Mars sign could actually be a major player in those sibling dynamics.
Fascinating.
And, you know, it got us thinking, is there really something to this, or is it just, you know, more astrological mumbo jumbo?
Well, I think a lot of us can relate to some degree of sibling rivalry,
right?
Sure, yeah.
At least a little bit. And astrology points to Mars, as you mentioned, which is the planet associated with all that, like, energy, action, drive, even aggression sometimes.
Not exactly known for being the peaceful planet, then.
Haha, not quite, no. But it's precisely that assertive Martian energy that makes this connection so interesting when you think about how it plays out with our siblings.
Okay, so could you break down a bit more about what Mars represents in astrology?
Sure. So in astrology, Mars really represents our drive, our willpower, how we assert ourselves, how we go after the things that we want.
So, like, it's the fuel to our desires.
Exactly. It's how we approach conflict, how we compete, all of that.
I see. So how does this planetary energy actually translate into our relationships with siblings?
Well, this is where your Mars sign comes in, right?
Right.
So your Mars sign is the zodiac sign that Mars was in at the time of your birth.
Okay.
And that basically colors how this Martian energy is expressed.
That makes sense.
So, for example, let's say someone has Mars in Aries, which is a fire sign known for being bold and direct.
Right.
This person might be incredibly competitive, always needing to be number one.
I know a few Aries.
Exactly. Yeah. They always have to win the game, get the best grades.
Yep.
They have this real drive to be at the top, and that could very well be fueled by that Mars and Aries energy.
Makes total sense. I can definitely see how that could cause some friction, especially if you've got two siblings with that placement.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But what about other Mars signs? Do we see different dynamics with those?
Definitely. So let's take Mars and Pisces as a contrast. Now, Pisces is a water sign, and it's known for being much more sensitive, more inward focused.
Or go with the flow kind of energy.
Exactly. So someone with Mars in Pisces might actually express that Martian energy more passively.
Interesting. So instead of outward aggression, it might be more internalized.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like instead of blowing up in an argument, they might withdraw or sulk or, you know.
Ah, so it's not necessarily less intense.
Right. Not at all.
It's just a different way of expressing that Martian drive.
Exactly. And of course, we can't forget that this is just one piece of the puzzle, right?
Right.
We're just talking about Mars here, but there are many other factors in the birth chart that can also influence sibling relationships.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense. So it's not like Mars is the only thing dictating how we get along with our siblings or don't get along.
Definitely not.
What are some other planetary influences we should consider? I know you mentioned looking at the whole birth chart for a more complete picture.
Absolutely. So, for instance, the moon sign, which reflects our emotional nature, can also play a huge role in family dynamics.
Interesting.
Let's say you have one sibling with their moon in Cancer, a sign that's all about emotional connection, nurturing.
Okay.
And then you have another sibling with their moon in Aquarius, a sign that's all about independence and detachment.
Right.
You can imagine how those contrasting energies might create misunderstandings.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's like they're speaking different emotional languages almost.
Exactly. So understanding these astrological placements can almost give us a bit of a user manual for navigating these complex family relationships.
Right. But let's be real for a second. Some people might be rolling their eyes at all this. Like, are we really blaming the stars for our sibling rivalries?
It's definitely not about placing blame, right?
Okay.
It's more about understanding. It's a lens for seeing different personality styles and tendencies.
Yeah. Right. It's like a framework for understanding those inherent differences, especially with siblings who, you know, might share the same upbringing, but have such different ways of operating in the world.
Exactly.
It's almost like nature versus nurture.
Absolutely.
So even if you're not, you know, fully sold on astrology, this idea that Mars can influence sibling relationships, it's still pretty thought-provoking.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It makes you think a little bit deeper about those conflicts and maybe those deeper-seated differences.
Yeah, it's not just about, oh, they took my toy. It's like, well, maybe their Mars is making them act that way.
It's looking at those individual drives and temperaments.
Exactly.
So it's not about justifying bad behavior, but about understanding.
Exactly.
And hopefully leading to healthier interactions, not just with siblings, but, you know, in all our relationships, really.
For sure.
Well, it seems like we're wrapping up this deep dive with even more questions than answers.
Uh-huh. Always.
Could other planetary placements be influencing our family dynamics?
I think so.
It seems like there's a whole universe of astrological insights still to be explored.
Definitely.
Well, thanks for joining us on this exploration of sibling rivalry and the cosmos.
My pleasure.
We hope you've learned a little something about those unique bonds we have with our siblings, both the good and the maybe not so good.
For sure.
And maybe even a new way to look at those age-old family dynamics.
Absolutely.
We'll see you next time.
See you then.